Learn more by checking out the KPR Community Spotlight at kansaspublicradio.org. And a special thanks to the Wamego Public Library for letting KPR use one of its gathering spaces to record our interview with Josh Brewer. I'm Kay McIntyre. KPR Presents is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Weekend edition is next, starting with a news update at 7 o'clock. Sunny and hot today with highs in the upper 80s. 63 here at KU in Lawrence. 7 a.m.
NPR.
We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Our forecast today is for sunny skies and hot temperatures. Highs topping out in the upper 80s today. Winds out of the southwest, about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear with partly cloudy skies late, lows in the mid-60s. Maybe some showers tomorrow. About an 80% chance of afternoon rain. Humid conditions, highs in the low 80s. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. 7:18 is the time. I'm Darrell Brogdon here for Kay McIntyre. This weekend, Kay returns next weekend. Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. Sunny and hot today in the KPR listening area. Highs in the upper 80s. Could see some rain tomorrow. There's an 80% chance for afternoon storms. Right now across the KPR listening area, the temperature here at KU in Lawrence is 65 degrees, 64 in Topeka. 64 also in Emporia. Manhattan is at 62. Downtown Kansas City says 67 degrees. You know, here on KPR, you hear more than sound bites. You hear civil conversation about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information that you'll use to stay informed in our changing world. We can now only do this through membership support. You are the essential ingredient in the rich blend of news, entertainment, and connection that is KPR. Why not give now at kansaspublicradio.org to support news that matters. Nearly 7:20, and you're listening to Weekend Edition here on Kansas Public Radio stations.
NPR News.
All Things Considered is today at 4 p.m. right here on KPR. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, and also 96.1 in Lawrence. I'm Darrell Brogdon for Kay McIntyre this weekend. Coming up, NPR Scott Simon asks historian and Atlantic Magazine writer Ann Applebaum how much right-wing movements differ by country. That and the latest news is ahead in 20 minutes as Weekend Edition continues. Support for Weekend Edition on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com. Sunny and hot today in the KPR listening area. Look for a high temperature in the upper 80s. Clear tonight, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow starts out partly sunny, but we could get some showers in the afternoon, an 80% chance of rain tomorrow. This morning on Bullseye, Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks. Also, country singer Tanya Tucker tells us about the time she met the king, Elvis Presley. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. It's this morning at 11 o'clock, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, on all KPR1 stations. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or simply tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. President Biden insisted in a TV interview last night that he would remain in the presidential race and would defeat challenger Donald Trump this fall. We'll hear more about the Biden strategy coming up in the next half hour of Weekend Edition, along with the latest news. Sunny and hot today in the KPR listening area. Highs expected to be in the upper 80s. It's 67 right now. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, temperatures in the 60s around the KPR listening area. Today in the Moth Radio Hour, stories of time, its possibilities and its limitations, a secret room, a final basketball game, and a countdown to marriage with no suitor in sight. It's storytelling without a net on the Moth Radio Hour today, 5 p.m. on all KPR1 stations. Coming up on 8 o'clock, it's KPR.
For NPR and the Tiny Desk Contest comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. Capital One is proud to support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Capital One, what's in your wallet? And the listeners who support this NPR station.
We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Look for a sunny and hot day in the KPR listening area. Today's highs in the upper 80s, mostly clear tonight, mid-60s. Start out partly sunny tomorrow, but there is a chance for some afternoon showers, about a 60% chance of rain tomorrow. 67 degrees here at KU in Lawrence, 67 in Kansas City, and Topeka, 64.
And you're listening to NPR News.
On Kansas Public Radio, where we're live, we're local. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Just ahead, the Kansas Supreme Court ruled against two anti-abortion laws, suggesting other restrictions could fall. The state has received numerous patients from states with tighter laws. Scott Simon talks with Rose Conlon of the Kansas News Service in about 20 minutes' time. Keep it here on KPR, where support for Weekend Edition comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. And be sure to join us today at 6 p.m. for live at Green Lady Lounge. 8:19 is the time. The weather forecast for the KPR listening area. Sunshine today, hot, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny to start the day, but clouds roll in tomorrow afternoon. There's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Otherwise, humid tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. 67 degrees right now at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, and 69 degrees in Topeka, 71 in Kansas City. Your donations, the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. I know KPR matters to you, and your support matters to KPR. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your support.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut
and slow to reduce its dependence on fossil fuels. Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
That's tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m., right here on KPR, your place to find NPR News. I'm Darryl Brogdon for Kay McIntyre this morning. Thank you for joining us. In 20 minutes, a news update, and President Biden gave an exclusive interview to ABC News Friday and tried to calm voters concerned about whether he's fit to serve another term. We'll discuss how he did. That's coming up in 20 minutes, right after the top of the hour news. Our forecast for the KPR listening area today: sunshine, hot temperatures, be in the upper 80s today. And tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, Sunday, starts partly sunny, but the clouds move in. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a 60% chance of showers midday and likely tomorrow afternoon. Humid tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. 71 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. It's 69 in Topeka. Also 69 in Emporia. Manhattan's at 67. 71 degrees in downtown KC. Today on Bullseye, Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks. Also, country singer Tanya Tucker tells us about the time she met the king, Elvis Presley. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. It's this morning from 11 to noon, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. That's on all KPR1 stations. Kansas Public Radio, the time is 8:41.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with /NPR. From the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
We're live, we're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT Manhattan, at 99.5, and also at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can stream our programming live anytime. The news is next as Weekend Edition continues, and coming up, Scott Simon talks with Robert Shrimsley of the Financial Times about the election in the UK, where the incumbent Conservative Party lost badly. That's coming up in the next half hour of Weekend Edition. Our forecast today is for sunny skies and hot temperatures, upper 80s today, mostly clear tonight, mid-60s. Going to see some rain tomorrow, at least that's what the forecast says. It'll start partly sunny in the morning, chance of showers in the morning, showers likely tomorrow afternoon, humid otherwise, highs in the low 80s, chance of rain tomorrow is at 60%. It's 71 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence. The time is 9 a.m.